Welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit, Dr. Rosemarie Rossetti. She's a powerful, internationally known speaker, author, consultant, and president of Rossetti Enterprises. She speaks to and consults with realtors, builders, remodelers, developers, architects, interior designers, occupational therapists, and consumers that want to create inspired and livable homes. Her presentations and consulting help people integrate universal design and green building features and products. Rossetti is the author of the Universal Design Toolkit. I almost got that out clean. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you as well. So let's just start right there. Why don't you tell the viewers a little bit about your area of expertise?
Well, my area of expertise is about home design, most particularly designing for accessibility. I use a wheelchair for mobility as a result of an accident. So I've learned from personal experience what features will work and what products will work to enable independence and convenience and livability in a home for a lifetime. So my focus is going to be on accessible homes as well as universal design living.
How did you get involved in the universal design area? And maybe for our viewers, what exactly is universal design?
Well, universal design is really a framework. It's a look at our living spaces and our working spaces, as well as the products, so that we are creating products and services and spaces to accommodate people of all abilities, not segmentized, not separated, but inclusive design. So no matter what your age, no matter what your size, no matter what your ability, we look at the design of spaces and products so that it's just good design and it accommodates everyone.
That sounds like the way you should go. So let me just throw a question that wasn't quite on our script, but I'll just ask you. So when folks are building all these 55 and over communities, by and large, are they building to universal design or are they building to something else?
Well, everyone's going to have to inspect the floor plan before they buy and start looking for the features that I'd like to bring up on this summit, because not all universal design homes are alike and not all builders are including universal design to the extent that they should be. So there are a lot of variations in the 50 plus community homes. Your first clue will be, can you get into the home if you were in a wheelchair? So is there an entrance that is not very steep to get into it, no steps, has a very low threshold at the door, and has a door that's at least 36 inches wide? So that's your first clue. Can a person in a wheelchair come to visit or come to live in that home?
Yeah, good point. So you and your husband designed something called the Universal Design Living Laboratory. Can you tell our viewers a little bit about what that is?
It is a national demonstration home and garden in Columbus, Ohio. We have been living in this home for the past 5 years. It's really the top-rated universal design home in North America. We have acquired 3 national universal design certifications. We've had the home open to the public for group tours by appointment. We've had over 2,400 people have toured our home, and countless thousands of people have actually toured our home on our website through a virtual tour. So it's a home to borrow some good ideas and to implement those in your next project.
So where is that 360 view on the web? Can you tell our viewers?
The website is a simple 4 letters, UDLL.com, stands for the Universal Design Living Laboratory. And they just need to click in the navigation tool at the top under tools, and they'll see the virtual tour. It was done by Google. They took over 700 photos of the home, and then they edited them all together room by room. It's really cool to go into the front door with your mouse and then navigate anywhere you want, zooming in and zooming out. You can actually read the label of the Campbell soup cans on the pantry shelf. I mean, it's that precise. And for those of you that do take the tour, I have a challenge for you. We have a little cat in the house. Her name is Kiko. And she was a photo bomber throughout the photography. So see how many places you can see our orange tabby cat, Kiko. She's in there as a little game for you to play to see how many spaces she occupied during that photo shoot.
Sure. You wouldn't find dogs doing that one, photo bombing. Anyway, so have architects and builders been among the people who come and have any kind of taken some of what you've done there and incorporated into the things that they're doing?
That's exactly true, Anthony. We've had lots of builders and lots of architects, lots of remodelers, interior designers, occupational therapists. Some have come for an hour and a half. Some have come for a longer period of time. Some have come even during construction, where we invited people to watch it go up. We actually were live on the internet during construction. We had a camera posted on a tall pole, and every 30 seconds, we were taking pictures of the house and lots of construction photos and videos. We also put a classroom in the lower level of the Universal Design Living Laboratory. And so we offer continuing education classes that my husband Mark and I lead, as well as others come in to do classes.
That's great. What is the Universal Design Toolkit?
That's my new project. It's a total learning package. I'm very excited that the launch has just begun. It includes a 200-page, richly illustrated ebook, complete with 4 hours of videos and webinars. And the videos are basically behind-the-scenes tours with me, and the webinars are from professional organizations who have asked me to do webinars for the builders and the remodelers, the realtors, the occupational therapists. So it's a total package. It's really a great learning tool for the professional as well as consumers. It has sources of funding. It has sources for house plans, questions to ask a contractor, links throughout this book to checklists all around the world for safety and convenience and universal design features. I really put everything I could into it. It's been a 10-year journey in the design and building of the home, and we've had lots and lots of questions from all the people in our home. So I put everything I could into it to make this a really rich resource. And it's available on my website, udll.com. And in fact, I'm giving away a free chapter on my website, which is a listing of the universal design features in our home, room by room.
Wow, I'm sure our viewers will really want to get a hold of that. And yes, I'm sure you have poured your whole self into it. I could just tell from just a little bit of a conversation we have. So how do people find more about you in terms of the design toolkit, the laboratory? Is it the website?
Yes, just the udll.com. They'll learn more about the toolkit. They'll be able to take tours. They'll be able to download the free chapter. And there's over 100 articles that have been written either by me or by others about the house that are very rich in content with information on how to design homes with universal design as well as green features. Our home is also a leading green home in that it is LEED certified at the silver level. So if people are interested in green, they can also learn about what we did in our home that makes our home unique.
Wonderful. So, you know, everybody talks about wanting to age in place, and, you know, sometimes you can, if it's practical, but where do people start? I mean, should they consider remodel? Should they consider these 55 plus communities? What practical advice? Because everybody wants to say that, oh yeah, I don't want to go in that place or here, I want to stay in my home. But the practicality of being able to do that, what, you know, maybe you could explain a little bit.
It's practical oftentimes not to move. People get accustomed to being in a home for 30 or 40 years. It was their family home, and they've established all the connections and networks, and they don't want to leave. But they have to look at the budget and say, what would it really take to make this home livable for a lifetime so that you have first floor living, so that you have an entrance that is easy to get into should you use a walker or a wheelchair or a scooter? To what extent would that remodeling really be senseless? And is that house going to be too much to maintain in a longer period of time as your ability to maintain your home diminishes? It may just be too large for practicality and too expensive for operational costs and insurance and taxes. So every family has to make a lot of decisions and considerations if they're going to stay in that home or if they're going to move to a community that has been set up for senior living. And there's a lot to look at as you're looking at those floor plans and model homes to determine, do I want to move into something that's already been built, or do I want to start over and work with an architect and build something unique just for me and my family?
Yeah, great advice. Of course, on my end, I complain about putting the Christmas decorations up every year. So on a completely different topic, I mean, you have a compelling story that kind of changed the trajectory of your career and your life. Can you share with our viewers?
Well, it was a tragedy that turned out into a major transition in my life, Anthony. This occurred on June the 13th of 1998. My husband and I were celebrating our third wedding anniversary on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. We decided to go someplace special to celebrate and took our bicycles on a bike trail about 45 minutes from Columbus, Ohio, in the town of Granville. While we were riding on the trail, my husband heard what he thought was a gunshot and, of course, got his attention and panic as he slowed down and looked around to investigate. And Anthony, what he saw was a tree halfway to the ground. It was in a path falling, and literally in an instant, even though he warned me there was nothing he could do to stop this tree, a 7,000-pound tree landed on top of me, followed by the live power lines, leaving me paralyzed from the waist down. So that was the transition. That was the turning point. I was lucky to be alive. The rescue was very difficult, and the recovery took many years. Of course, when I came home for the first time a month after the accident from the hospital, I came home in a wheelchair to a ramp that had been temporarily built by my neighbors and family. That wooden ramp was like the luge in the Winter Olympics. There was no way it was going to be permanent and independent for me. So that's when I realized the carpet was too thick. I couldn't roll on it. I couldn't reach things in the cabinets and storage areas in the bathroom or kitchen. I could not have any privacy in the bathroom because the wheelchair didn't fit through the doors. The doors would have to stay open. I couldn't shower because of the lip in the shower. I couldn't take a bath, and on and on. And with that frustration and that realization coming home, it was a rude awakening, having a new perspective of what my two-story house had become. It would become a nightmare.
Now, were you already in this field of design before that, or no?
No, not at all.
Okay.
My specialty is presentation skills and teaching others how to be good trainers. So my background and my business prior to the accident was delivering presentations and seminars to help train other trainers and to help people to improve their ability to speak in front of groups.
Expertise that obviously serves you well now. So I do commend what I find it so inspirational as I'm speaking with all of our experts about how, you know, I was just on an interview with Robert Bowles. He has early onset Lewy body dementia, and he founded an organization, United Against Dementia. I mean, here's a guy who had a pharmacy, and you know, they turned around into these purposeful lives. And you know, I just want to make sure that you know all of our experts realize how blessed we are to have them. And kind of with that, one last thing. So, you know, caregivers, family caregivers are viewing this, and I was a family caregiver myself. And sometimes it can be strenuous. It could be depressing or dismal. But when you compare it or contrast it to a situation like you're in, or my friend Robert, who had Lewy body dementia, what advice would you, give our family caregivers to overcome their feelings and change their mindset?
I can relate ever so carefully also by being a caregiver for my mother and my brother who had a disability. My mother lived to be 98 and she had a lot of difficulty with dementia. My brother was born with an intellectual disability. So I was really involved in caregiving all of his life. Then he acquired Parkinson's later on. So I had both of them in their later years to be their caregiver. As a person in a wheelchair with my own needs for caregiving, that put a lot of stress on my life. So my advice that I learned very experience-wise is through not only the injury and the recovery, but also being a caregiver and being someone who was taken care of by a professional caregiver when I first came home from the hospital, almost a year of caregiving to get me back on my feet again, as well as my husband, who was never trained to be a caregiver, was suddenly thrust into that role when we came home from the hospital. So my advice is to do something new every day and to focus on your goals, focus on your motivation and take it one step at a time. Sometimes it's just 1 hour at a time. Sometimes it's just one day at a time, but to think in terms of what progress you can make by doing something new every day. My second piece of advice is to focus on a hopeful future, not on your self-pity. That's too often that we just get depressed to the point where we don't want to go on, we're crying, we're not eating, we're not sleeping, and we're just always thinking of the negatives and how it's spiraling down. You've got to change your thoughts to change the way you're feeling about life. So focus on hope, keep that thought alive. And then my third one is to believe the impossible is just likely possible. Don't give up in terms of the medical advances and the reserve of energy and your intellect and your potential. You will be able to handle an immense amount of duties and responsibilities. So realize that this is how it is right now, but the impossible could turn around and actually be possible. Give it some time.
Rosemary, great advice. I can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your busy schedule to be one of our experts on the Caregiver Smile Summit. And it's been a pleasure to get to know you.
Well, thank you, Anthony. Likewise, I'm sure.
All righty. Thanks.
Thank you.